This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, we'll hear about a film that shows the challenges of life in Cincinnati's West End. But first, students from five local universities recently took part in a competition designed to give business owners in Price Hill a boost. The University Brain Steer Slam was sponsored by the Incline Incubator. It featured business students from the University of Cincinnati, Mount St. Joseph, Cincinnati Christian University, Northern Kentucky University, and Xavier University. Joining us to discuss the University Brain Steer Slam and how local schools and businesses are working together to build better communities are Mount St. Joseph University School of Business Acting Dean and Director of Graduate Programs, Dr. Anna Goldhahn, Cincinnati Christian University School of Business Department Chair Dave Ferris, and Cincinnati Christian University student Sam Baker. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Anna, Dave, and Sam, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
Dave, tell us how the idea for this competition came about.
Yeah, so this idea was kind of born out of past events that had been done in the city through different organizations, but this one was driven initially by the Incline Incubator and some people there, specifically Joe Carter, who also worked with X-Lab over at Xavier. And Joe has a real interest in creating job opportunities for people, especially in places where we don't necessarily have some of the high-tech startup activity like we do in Over the Rhine, places where people might be more inclined to working like a maker-type job, that sort of thing. So his real interest is in creating job opportunities in Price Hill and around Price Hill on the west side, but also creating and kind of fostering some collaboration with universities. So, you know, in the past, these events might have split up the universities into separate teams so that it's Xavier versus UC or CCU versus Mount St. Joe. But for this specific event, what we did is we mixed all of the universities together to kind of foster that collaboration.
Anna, how many students took part in this?
There were a total of 30 students, six from each of the five universities.
And who was eligible to participate as far as the businesses?
The businesses needed to be the types of businesses that Dave mentioned, low-tech maker-type businesses, not startups, but ongoing concerns.
How many of those were involved?
We selected three businesses. There were more businesses that were interested in participating. We'd definitely like to do this again and invite those businesses to participate in our second round. But we had Prima Vista Restaurant, Hanke Winery, and Block Coffee.
Sam, what was it like being part of this?
Yeah, so this was a really thrilling experience, especially for me because I'm an undergrad student at CCU, so I got to interact with some MBAs and really kind of test myself, see if I had a seat at the table and kind of prove myself there. And so that was really cool, interacting with different people from all over the city, getting to work where I'm from the west side, so being able to help some businesses over there. It was awesome.
So, Dave, describe this to us. What's this like? How exactly did this all work?
It was, it came together a lot better than I thought it would, because it was, it seems pretty chaotic. But basically, we actually made this part of one of our entrepreneurial marketing classes at CCU, and we had that class drive the creation of this event. So they marketed it. They decided how the event format would take place. They went and talked to some of the local businesses to try and get interest. So we actually used it as kind of an experiential learning module for our students at CCU to put the event together.
What kind of challenges do these small businesses face nowadays? Are there particular challenges to maker-type businesses?
Well, I think one of the challenges that a maker-type business, especially in a community like Price Hill, faces is just a lack of awareness. And so I think it's great that you have the Brandery with their demo day, and you have Ocean up at Crossroads, and they're doing great things as well with job creation. But nobody is really shining a light on what's happening in a community like Price Hill or Madisonville, even across the river in northern Kentucky. And so one of the challenges that we were trying to address with this is that idea of getting them out in front of people, getting students aware as well, and just trying to kind of build awareness and almost like marketing them as, hey, these are possible job opportunities in places where growth can happen.
Mm-hmm. Anna, describe the competition itself. How long did all this take and how did that work?
Well, it was a big time commitment, particularly for the students. They started on Friday evening. The businesses came and presented their challenges to the students on Friday evening. And the students started working that evening and went until about 9 o'clock. And then it was all day Saturday from 8 until 8. The students were working. They went and met with the business owners at the business locations and consulted with the business owners, who answered a lot of questions and really provided some great information to the students. And then they put together presentations, and each team gave a 10-minute presentation at 5 o'clock. And based on that presentation, then each one of the businesses selected a winning team.
Sam, what would describe it a little bit more for us here? What was the atmosphere like for you and the students in this?
Yeah, so you finish at 9 Friday night, and you know you've got a 12-hour day ahead of you the next day. I was really excited. I was ready to jump in there and get to working. So Saturday, spent most of the day working with the business on the property, kind of talking with the guy. I actually worked with Joe Henke, so I got to go to the Henke Winery, walk around, snap some pictures, just talk about his vision for what he wanted to do, how we could come alongside him. And my team dynamic was great. You know, I had people that, MBAs that kind of welcomed me in, didn't really care that I was an undergrad, expected me to do some work, and I was able to do that. So it was awesome.
What was the issue that was presented to you? What did you work on in particular?
So for Henke Wine specifically, he has a green space that's adjacent to his building that he wants to buy. And he wants to turn it into an outside wine lounge. So we were responsible for kind of pricing that out, pitching some ideas for the design, ways to market that lounge space, and doing that all within the city ordinances and all that. So
you learned a lot from doing this, I take it.
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah.
What were some of the things that you picked up on from doing this?
Definitely. One of the things for me specifically was learning that I can contribute. I think that was a big thing for me coming in as an undergrad and working with MBAs, learning that I have a spot at the table. And then specifically business things, we had a woman on our team by the name of Rachel, and she has a background in law, and so she was up to date on all of the city ordinances, and I was really blown away as to like how many laws there were for building on that. And then pricing everything out, calling contractors left and right, like, hey, you know, can you do this with this price range? No, okay, what's another way to do this? And then just problem solving in general, knowing how to knock your head up against the wall and step back, look at it, and figure out how to scale it. So,
sounds like it's a good real world experience to have. And talk about that, Dave, the benefits to the students of participating in something like this.
Yeah, I mean, so I did my undergraduate studies at CCU as well. And one of the things that we did a lot of in that time, early 2000s, was stay on campus. And so I'm really interested in getting our students off campus, one, because they can learn a lot in the classroom, but they learn the most from each other and kind of out in the real world and dealing with some of those real problems. And so I think that, you know, Sam talked a lot about finding his place and realizing that he's got something to offer, even in a group of some really high performing people who are doing it day in, day out in the real world and doing school as well. And so being able to learn from each other and being able to learn almost on the job in a kind of low risk environment is huge for confidence, is huge for learning.
And Anna, what about the local business community? How do they benefit from a competition like this?
We are looking to be increasingly involved in the local business community. As Dave is describing it at CCU, we're doing similar things at Mount St. Joseph University, looking to partner with businesses to help them solve their problems so that they can grow. And that growth will benefit us all, and particularly in, you know, the parts of the city that really need jobs.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And can you give us some more examples of some of the ideas and the solutions that came out of this?
Yeah, so we had a couple other businesses. One was Prima Vista. They were looking to utilize some space near their restaurant as well. One was Block Coffee. Block is a coffee shop, honestly, like, I think it's, they describe it as third wave, which is kind of the, you're paying $2.50 or $3 for a cup of coffee, but you're really getting an experience in there. And it's in the middle of Price Hill, which isn't a place that you would expect to see expensive coffee kind of on the surface. But you dig in and you see how important they are to that community, how they see themselves as part of the fabric of that community. And I don't know how you hear that story and decide, well, you know, if they want my help, I'm going to turn that down. And so just being able to do community with some of those businesses, I think is one, it's important for our students because it keeps smart, talented students in Cincinnati. It gives them an anchor and ties them to the city. But it also gets back to the mission of what a university is all about. It's not just about holding knowledge, you know, inside of the ivory tower or whatever. It's about unleashing some of that knowledge into the community.
Yeah. Did any of the groups have areas where they had strong disagreement, or did any of the teams come up with an idea where maybe the business owners just said, well, no, I'm not so sure about that?
Most of the businesses seemed really excited about the ideas that we were able to bring. There were a couple of teams that experienced a little disagreement, and my team being one of them, we had a little disagreement about the design. Joe Henke specifically said that he wanted more of a Parisian feel for the lounge, but given the place, the location where it is, we didn't really feel like that was the best way to go. You think Parisian style lounge, it's right up on the corner. Right up on the sidewalk, small tables, small chairs, kind of like couple seating. And we were thinking, you know, we're on the west side. West side's more community. You know, you throw a fire pit in the middle and let people get around it. And so just kind of talking through with him about that. Initially, he was kind of really strict on, you know, I want this to be more of a Parisian style thing. But we started to talk about the benefits of it, talk about the culture of the west side. I think the majority of my team were West Siders, so we could really speak on that. And he was open to it after we talked about it, but initially we were a little scared.
Now, would you do this again if you had the chance?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Why?
There are few learning opportunities that present this magnitude of value, I think, to where I'm working in something that's benefiting my community. I'm born and raised West Sider. And so having the opportunity to really actually impact my community, to do it through something that I'm passionate about, which is business, to really kind of invest in this community development, it's a win-win for me. I'm learning, but I'm also getting to invest in my community. And that's something that you don't turn those opportunities down.
Sam, thank you for sharing your experience with us, and we will continue our conversation. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and joining us to discuss the University Brainsteer Slam and how local schools and businesses are working together to build better communities are Mount St. Joseph University School of Business Acting Dean and Director of Graduate Programs, Dr. Anna Goldon, Cincinnati Christian University School of Business Department Chair Dave Ferris, and Shannon Johns, who's an MBA student at Mount St. Joseph University. And Shannon, thank you for joining us right now.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us about your particular experience in this competition.
So what I really liked about the competition was the fact that I could affect change in my own community. I am a West Sider. My son goes to school in Price Hill. So when the opportunity was presented to actually help these businesses grow and overcome some challenges that were all on the West Side, I was super excited to participate.
Now, which business were you working with?
I had Block Coffee.
Okay. Tell me about that.
So Block Coffee is a small artisan boutique style third wave coffee shop that was kind of created out of the need for some community space and what they call their third space. So it's a place where you can go, feel safe, have some good fellowship, camaraderie, conversations. And they were able to put it in the middle of Price Hill. It gets, you know, a lot of activity both from inside the community and out. And they actually do that. They create a cute, quaint, friendly atmosphere where you can go and sit and have a cup of coffee for hours, read a book in a corner, or have meetings and conversations, bring your friends along or go by yourself. It's a really, really cool kind of place.
And as an MBA student, somebody studying to get your master's in business administration, what was the value of doing this? What did you get out of this in terms of that?
So in my real world job, I rarely ever get to do any marketing or creative style projects. So it was really cool with Block Coffee to help them work on a marketing plan to really create awareness to their mission, their product, their community centered work. So it was really cool to actually get to focus on something different than what I do on a normal basis.
Dave and Anna, is there an emphasis in MBA programs on small businesses?
There are in some. We certainly have a lot of focus on small and mid-sized businesses without ignoring the larger businesses like the P&G and the GE, the large businesses that we have here in Cincinnati. But entrepreneurship and helping small businesses grow is definitely a focus at Mount St. Joseph University.
And Dave, how much follow-up is there with these businesses after you've got these ideas in place for them? What do the students do? What do the universities do?
Yeah, so this is the first time we've done it. So I think we're hoping to have a review this week of the weekend. But I know for me personally, follow-up is going to look like showing up at those businesses. And I know for some of the students that participated, it's going to be the same thing. One of the things that we asked the businesses as they applied is, will you actually make a good faith effort at putting in the solution that we give you? So my expectation is that they will do their best to implement at least some of the recommendations that were given. But as somebody who works in Price Hill, I'm really excited to do some drive-bys, stop in for some pasta up at Prima Vista, and definitely a cup of coffee at Block. So,
now, how have business programs changed over the last few decades, especially because of growing technology?
Yeah, so I mean, I can speak for Cincinnati Christian University. Our program is only about 10 years old, and so we're new. But what I think that speaks to is the change as far as smaller universities and smaller schools are able to stand up programs relatively quickly. In 3 years, we've gone from 60 students to about 250 students because there is a desire and a need in the educational market for students who want that business degree. And so, yeah, obviously with different delivery methods online, that's helped, especially in the graduate space, some of this to grow. But I think really what is going to differentiate programs in the future is how embedded they are in their communities. And, you know, those tier one research institutions are important for progressing academic thought. But what we actually are doing in our communities, I think, will be the way that the universities really can make those impacts.
Mm-hmm. Anna, what are your thoughts on that? How much have things changed in the years over, excuse me, over the years in business programs?
Quite a bit, I think. Like the MBA program at Cincinnati Christian, our MBA program is also about 4 years old, though we have a Master of Science in Organizational Leadership that's about 16 years old. We also aim to provide an MBA that is very consistent with the values and the mission of the Sisters of Charity. And so I think that that's how our MBA might be a little bit different than MBAs at some other schools.
Now, you mentioned a second round earlier. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that. Is that definitely scheduled at this point, or what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, just to clarify, the second round within the competition that we already
mm-hmm.
had?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You mentioned something about a second round earlier, and I forgot to ask you about it then. So
this was a surprise to the students that they, I think, expected to work on a single problem and present a solution to a single problem. And they did that, but that was at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and our event didn't end until 8. So once the businesses selected the winner from each of the three business problems, we gave each team a solution that another team had come up with. We gave them 30 minutes, and they had to make that solution twice as good and then present their improved solution in a 5-minute presentation. So this was a surprise to the students who won. They did not expect the second round, but they really stepped up to the plate. And I think they did an excellent job despite being thrown that curveball.
Will there be a what are the plans for the future for this competition, though? I mean, where are you going to head with it, Dave?
Yeah, so it would be awesome if we could do this every semester. Certainly, we're looking to do it annually. And the vision of this is to not let one institution or one school own the event. And so, you know, we've been talking, it would be awesome to do this at NKU and then try and pull from businesses in the Northern Kentucky area. It would be great to do this at Xavier and pull some businesses from the east side of town or, you know, even in and around the campus in Evanston and that kind of thing. So I think the vision is to do this as many times as we can in the future.
Okay. You have definite plans for the next one, though?
We don't have definite plans until after our meeting this week, probably. but yeah, it's either going to be twice a year, so once a semester, or annually.
So many people have expressed interest in participating in this event. The students that I've run into in the hallways this morning said, I loved it. The next time you do it, call me. I want to participate again. We have other businesses that want to participate. And the faculty and the mentors who were there to help the students also said, I want to do this again. It was a fun event.
Yeah, there's certainly no shortage of businesses that will take free consulting in the Cincinnati
area.
Well,
exactly,
area,
so. Exactly. And there's a lot of knowledge and to be had from the local universities. Shannon?
I would absolutely participate again.
Would you?
Yeah, I'm graduating next month, so I don't know about my options, but it was a great opportunity to really connect with folks from other schools, other MBAs. You know, you make great networking connections, if nothing else, and everybody brought a little something different to the table. So it was really great to learn from each other.
Mm-hmm. And what overall, we've got two students we've heard from. They really enjoyed it. Good reaction to this. What did the other students say about this, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, so they're business students, so they've got constructive feedback too, right? Some things that we could do differently and do better the next time. But yeah, I mean, for my students, it was a lot of kind of that networking piece that we just heard about. It was learning some new ideas. I think that for some of them, they're going to take these experiences into both job interviews for people who are graduating, as well as internship interviews as they're looking this summer and into the fall to do their internships as part of their program.
And what about your students? How did they react to this?
They loved it. They told me that it definitely strengthened their skills, some skills that they had learned in class, as well as some skills that they learned in a little workshop that we did at the beginning of the session. Some students were looking to improve their presentation skills. Many students said that they were looking to improve their team working skills. And then just the opportunity to consult and have that consulting experience, I think, was a good experience for all the students.
And what about the coordinating this, Dave? I mean, how did you pull that off among five schools?
Well, we couldn't have done it without the class, the entrepreneurial marketing class, and without Joe Carter, and he has a grad assistant, Luca, who really pulled this together. But I mean, it was just a lot of, it's crazy in 2017 that it was a lot of meeting people face-to-face, a lot of handshakes, a lot of sitting down in front of business alliance groups, in front of chambers of commerce, those kinds of things, and saying, look, this is what we want to offer you. If you want to take it, please, we would love for you to take us up on this opportunity.
Well, Anna, Dave, and Shannon, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mount St. Joseph University School of Business Acting Dean and Director of Graduate Programs, Dr. Anna Goldhahn, Cincinnati Christian University School of Business Department Chair, Dave Ferris, and Shannon Johns, who's an MBA student at Mount St. Joseph.